Dear Chicago, drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Val Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.
And this is Ricky.
And this is episode 374.
Today is July. Monday, July 25th, 2011.
Y'all.
2011s.
Yeah. It's about, yeah.
It's late. Let's get this party started, y'all.
It's late.
It is late, y'all. It's 9:41 and we need to get the hell out of here. 20 minutes
to my bedtime.
You still got to, at least you're driving. You're not like on a bus.
I know.
Dude, that's like a 40 minute bus ride.
Dude, and then you got to wait 20 minutes for the bus.
Do you still have the cookies left that I bought last week at the Mexican bakery?
I have one left.
those
probably
were so good.
Stale.
Just drink some milk with it. You'll be okay. Speaking of milk, let me tell you what happened to me today. I go to work.
Someone goes, hey.
I'm not talking about work. Not work, but I go to work and I go to get a carton of milk, which I fucking hate carton milk. I hate milk and paper.
Blech.
Gross. So I pour it on my cereal and I'm like, God, that's awfully thick. But I'm smelling it and it's not sour. And I'm like, what the hell?
Is it icy?
No, it wasn't icy. It was fucking half and a half. Somebody had fucked up with the milk company and put half and half in the 2% milk carton. I was pissed. Because that was my Captain Crunch. Oh. It was gone with berries down the drain.
I would have made it.
No, it was gross. Kakabuchi.
You do not waste Captain Crunch. Mm-hmm. Though I do love that Family Guy episode.
My cereal does not scratch the roof of your mouth.
So, what are we going to talk about today? What the hell? See's candy. Are we really going to go straight into that? We don't have anything else to talk about, like what's happening this week or...
Well, we can talk about... I wanted to talk about the last episode since it was more recent, but mm-hmm. we can talk about the attacks in Norway.
We can do that, and then we can talk about the sadness also that came along with that.
Yeah. There's been some events going on. There's this.
This is why I don't watch the news.
There's the Norway attacks. There's also the debt crisis going on.
Yeah, and there's us also in the red eye.
I haven't really read in too much of the debt thing, but it's making it feel like if this shit doesn't get solved by Monday, we're gonna blow up.
Right,
like it's going down.
Speaking of like the shootings and stuff in the red eye, they had two articles of two random people going into birthday parties and just shooting the fuck out of people.
Yeah, the one in Seattle.
Yeah,
did you see that? I don't know if it was an ex-husband, but it was like an ex-spouse or something like that. But he went into his wife's like birthday or something like that.
His kid's birthday party. What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
God damn
it! Weird.
Don't be killing everybody else. Just kill yourself. Fuck.
Oh.
It says a man opened fire on his estranged wife and her relatives at a family birthday party in Dallas. Killing five people and himself, wounding four others, and they've been going through marital problems, police said Sunday.
That is nuts.
It's crazy. Gunman opens fire in a casino. A gunman walked into a dance floor in Seattle area casino Sunday and opened fire on his estranged wife and her companion, injuring seven people, police said. The suspect and two others were listed in critical condition.
Why are both of them estranged wives?
Doesn't estrange mean like you're crazy?
No.
What does estranged mean? I always thought it meant you were crazy. So yeah, there's y'all, this is why I don't watch the news.
No, estranged means like to no longer be close or affectionate with.
Oh, okay.
Like to alienate.
So it's like that's the wrong word.
So it's not like this. No, well, they're not divorced.
But they're separated. Not together.
Yeah.
You separated then, because no. Estranged makes it sound like too negative or something.
Oh, that is a negative situation.
It's very negative, I guess. So yeah, and Nanad is actually the one that messaged me and he's like, did you hear about the attacks on Norway? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Is he there? Or is
no.
he oh okay.
And I said, what are you talking about? He goes,
because there's like, I feel like I know so many people now overseas right now. And like one of our doormen is in India and he's going to probably come back, I think, in the next 2 weeks or something like that. But he was over there during the bombings over there. I don't know where in India he is, but the bombings that happened there. I mean, we got a nod over in Europe.
Do y'all think like this is going to be like, do you think it's leading up to another 9/11 event maybe or something?
2012, we are going to die.
That's scary. December 21st, right? 2012, is that what it is?
Something like
that. Yeah, I don't watch the news because of this, and that probably makes me stupid because I should probably watch the news. If I do watch the news or read the news, it's always like the BBC or something because I feel like they tell the truth better than the American.
I usually go to CNN. I feel like they
I sometimes think they sugarcoat shit.
If I wanna laugh a lot, I go to Fox.
Do I look fat in a shirt?
Yeah.
It's just that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing.
Hey. Damn, you looking fat.
Mm. Bill ain't her. Well, you know, we got that going on. Actually, you know, we have that like thing been going on lately. So now that he's not here, we don't have to have a triad.
Yeah.
We can just get our thing on.
True that, yeah.
So speaking of like bad news and stuff too, did we talk about what you want to talk about?
No, just, I mean, like the Norway thing, like that's just crazy. Like, did you see a picture of the guy?
No.
Here, he's right there. He is like fucking creepy looking. Like,
looks like scary. He looks like Jeffrey Dahmerish or something.
Well, the thing is, like, from what I've been reading too, he's just like, he's very sane about what he's talking about and what he's saying. He's for instance, during this article, it says during his court hearing Monday, Breivik, I believe that's how you say it, appeared very calm, a police official said. He was very conscious in trying to explain why he was trying to do this, the official said. He has pleaded not guilty, police said on Monday.
Not guilty, really.
Well, there's a lot of conflicting articles and whatnot, but some of them talk about how like he gives the reason why, and it's because he doesn't... I'm trying to find it in the article here, but it's talking about how he
wrote a manifesto or something.
Yeah, 1,500 pages.
Yeah.
And I mean, it had pictures in it, and he's accused the Labour Party and targeted them during the mass shooting for like treason, quote unquote, for promoting like multiculturalism, you know, like because he's, I guess, very anti-Muslim. And everything like it's intense. And they're saying that this is like the worst attack, like the deadliest attack since World War II for Norway.
Yeah, because like, they never do shit. They're not there like Sweden. They're like
neutral.
They don't do anything. And
I mean, it's just
they're like cool peeps.
That's crazy though. Like,
but that's what they do. Attack and they attack people that are like, I mean, Norway. I mean,
but he is.
Like, is he Norwegian?
I thought so.
He might be. I don't know. That's crazy.
It's weird. It's a little unsettling, though, to think like this is one of those. This does go up there with like events like 9/11, where it's huge.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
I was on my way home thinking about like when I have kids and everything, and I'm growing older, they're gonna be like, "Oh, do you remember this?" And da, 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 da. Like thinking about like events like this, or like artists who passed away, like Michael Jackson or Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, that was some sad news.
It was.
I mean, I guess we kind of expected it.
It is expected. Oh, well,
but they should say expected.
It's not necessarily surprising.
Right.
But it's not.
They had pictures of her like last week, and they said she was looking like really healthy. She was walking around, and they had pictures of her. But
well, the thing is that the autopsy is not conclusive either. Like they have to find it's like 2 to 4 weeks to get the lab tests on her blood and tissues.
I'm pretty sure it's probably an overdose. I mean, it's kind of sad, but...
Maybe. I wonder if it was like a blood clot kind of thing, too.
It could be. I don't know. Mm. I know she had pulmonary disease. I mean, she had lung problems, so...
Yeah.
It could be a, you know, like a blood clot in the lung or something.
Maybe.
But, yeah, this article in the Red Eye just talks about her, and... it's just talking about how her family would hopes they give them privacy and stuff. And apparently the big thing over there, they've been putting flowers and cards and bottles of vodka.
What?
bottles of vodka at her memorial. Really? It's kind of weird. I know.
Oh,
but apparently 27 is the age where famous musicians die. The Red Eye says Amy Winehouse's death at 27 on Saturday puts her in the company with other influential musicians who died at the same age.
The thing that Evan Kahn, the 27 Club or something. Mm-hmm.
The thing that links them together is the fact that all of them have been pop cultural shifters. All of them have helped push the sound of modern music to new levels, and some of them have pushed it on a very large scale, said Eric Siegelstad, author of The 27s, The Greatest Myth of Rock and Roll. Here's a look at other musicians who died at 27. Jimi Hendrix, Brian Jones, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's sad.
I mean, I think she was a really good singer. I always liked her music. I mean, it was sad the things that she went through, but I don't think it helped that she became so famous so quick and she wasn't done like helping herself. And then she had to go and do all that. Because I think some of these artists feel they have to do it for the world because, well, it's kind of their job. You know, they're expected to do it.
I
don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that sometimes they choose their career over themselves sometimes. You know, like Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey went kind of crazy there for a little bit. You know, so, I mean, I think it happens to the best of people.
Well, it's like a pressure, I'm sure. Has to deal with a lot of pressure.
It's sad. One of my favorite songs that she sings is Cupid. I love that song.
That's a good song. Speaking about celebrities and whatnot, did you hear or see anything about the same name celebrity show?
No.
I forget what channel it was on, but it was it's on CBS. But it's like last night was the premiere of it or something. Mm-hmm. But it was like it's talking about how what it does is it takes celebrities and regular Joe Schmoes and they switch their lives. Like they'll get to meet for like a few hours, like an hour or something, and then they'll switch. So like for instance, David Hasselhoff.
Named David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, in Lake Jackson, Texas, who they switched, and it was just so strange. But like, it was really weird, and it was kind of funny. But it was just—I
wouldn't want to switch places with the person I'm named after because he's 6 feet under.
Oh.
I don't want to switch places.
Well, there's no James LeRoy's out there.
So. I'm pretty sure there is another black James LeRoy out there somewhere.
Oh yeah, have you ever looked? Have you ever Googled James LeRoy?
Y'all, everybody go out and Google James LeRoy.
Google me, bitch.
Speaking of James LeRoy, we really enjoyed having Joe here last week.
Oh, there's a musician, James LeRoy. Whoa. So, there's a musician named James LeRoy.
Oh, well, that's your kind of boy, huh?
I love the mustache.
We really enjoyed having Joe and Dallas here in our studio.
Yeah.
We had a great dinner at the Southern. We
fellow
had some
brother.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Word.
They compared dicks to each other, and you know, I think
mine James was more LeRoy, musky.
It was. Yours was a little bit more musky. His was a little bit more cocoa butterish.
Yeah.
Mixed together, hot.
Got cocoa.
But he was very pleasant, and his boyfriend/husband/partner, or whatever they call each other, Jack. We all went to the Southern and had a great dinner, and we
wished
really
them funny.
Well.
When we got there, we did the Lala and I. We had a taste of the beer, and we're like, "Oh, this is actually kind of good." And she described it as very like malty kind of thing, and what we had was not at all. And we're just like, "But this is actually kind of good. Like, we'll take one of these." And then she brings out the beer, and we're like,
"This isn't worse.
This isn't what we have. It's still good, but
it just took it off her bill. Special.
Yeah, because why we got it was $3 for a pint.
Right.
Like, okay, let's do this." Mm-hmm. And then she's like, "We just wanted to know because we had the beer flight with it too. That was free."
Right.
And she's like, "We're like, we just want to know like what was up with the taste?" I'm like, "That wasn't what we had." She's like, "Oh, let me find out."
I thought it was a little dark.
She's like, "I'm sorry." And I was like, "It's still good,
right? If you can give it to us for $3, we'll be fine." She goes, "No, I'll take it off."
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what?
What?
I don't know if everyone has this, but a beer flight is kind of like a sample of different kinds of beers. What? What is it?
Ew, there's ants over here.
Oh, God. Don't tell Lauren. She'll go crazy.
Lauren, don't listen to the show.
I'll tell her tomorrow.
Ew, stop coming back to life. Ew!
But a beer flight is like a sample of beers that the bar gives you. I don't know if everyone has that, but it was kind of new to me. I'd never seen it before. It's okay, girl.
Ew, those are gross.
Bring it down a notch.
But I keep smashing them and they're still moving.
Bring it down a notch. There are ants.
I don't think I've ever told you about my aunts growing up.
Oh, God.
So I've told you that I can't watch the movie or the show Hoarders because of how I lived with my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of that, I would be sitting on the floor watching TV, and we had like big black ants, and they'd come and they'd bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be bitten, like you'd like raise your foot or whatever, and they'd be dangling on your foot. And I just remember when I was younger and I was in bed, I kept getting bit on my legs. And so
ant bites hurt.
Oh my God.
Especially fire ants, because they bite you and then they make little blisters.
Did you see the Indiana Jones, the new one? The new one? Like the
with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
No.
With the crystal skull or something. There's a scene in there where they go by like these big old fire ants. I don't know if they're like African ants or whatever. They're like this big though.
Racist.
Whatever. I can't say anything funny. And the guy gets eaten by them.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, me. Oh my God, I started watching it. And I was like, oh, I started like itching. And I'm like, Bill does that to me. We'll sit and watch a movie. And he'll try to be nice and sweet. And he'll put his hand on my, like, my neck, on my back like this and everything. But when I'm intensely watching a movie, I'm like, don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Too sensitive.
All right. So Amy Winehouse, we wish you peace and all that you do in heaven, probably, or wherever you're going. So should we talk about the podcast that we're thinking about doing, or should we just not tell anybody?
We can mention it. We've been thinking about, Ricky brought up when we went to Kodobu. Qdoba tonight. I always want to call it Qdoba.
Well, first of all, I don't want to say this is my idea because I've heard other podcasters do it. So I know Pod is my co-pilot, all three of them. They did their favorite songs. Big Fatty just did his favorite songs. And so I was listening and I was thinking,
Do they play the whole song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were thinking, what do you guys think about us doing our favorite songs? And like, we would all each individually do our own podcast. And
we'd have a regular half hour podcast and then we'd have a half hour featuring Ricky's favorite songs.
Or we could do that. Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? So it's like once a week.
Right.
Each one of us gets represented.
And we would just play our favorite songs and why it is our favorite song. And I don't know. I think it would be interesting. And I've never done anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
I've never played music on the podcast, I don't think. Like a long period of time.
Right.
So what do you guys think about that? Would you like to hear our favorite songs?
And speaking of, I absolutely love music. And so I would not mind you sending me like links or things to other people.
A person that's really good about that is Bjorn and Nessa. Because they're like big music people.
I really love them. I love music. I love it. Love it.
I like it too. I take some adjusting sometimes to some music, but I'm pretty accepting.
I have quite a wide range of music tastes. I'm very eclectic in my taste. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we're thinking about doing. And let us know what you think. What time are we at?
20.
Okay. You want to read this big, long, thick, huge
iTunes review?
Too big to fit in here.
Oh, I can fit in here.
You can fit in your uncut soul.
Docking.
Don't remind me.
Hey. Funny. So, side note, when I used to sing with the chorus in San Diego, we had one of our shows. It was like an out to sea kind of theme.
Mm-hmm.
It was when we went to Miami. And so that's kind of the idea of it was like all this kind of stuff. Well, the poster was talking about like, you know, free like free such and such, free such and such. And like, it normally it says like free parking or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, someone said free docking. And we're just like, because it was like a boat kind of water theme. And we're like, oh, that's cute. Wait, no. Mm-hmm. Inappropriate. No, inappropriate. Not a good gay.
Way man. Inappropriate.
Rude. And we're not going to advertise this at a church.
No.
So going back to the review. My own. This is from Tim Turnbow. That sounds like a.
Like a football player.
Tim Turnbow. Or it sounds like something from like the.
What's that guy's name? The football player. Tim T. He's from like Florida or something. T.
I don't know.
What is his name? Tim. He's like all Christian-y and stuff. What is his name? Tebow. That was his, that's what they called him, Tebow.
Oh, I don't know.
But I can't remember what his name is.
That just reminded me of Easy A. Have you seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
No.
Is that a playoff Scarlet Letter? Is that what that is?
Kind of, yeah. Oh, it's okay. Like a modern adaptation. Oh, okay. It's really good. If you like Mean Girls, you'll mm-hmm. love it. Like, oh. This is way better than that. Oh, okay. Like, it's
so it had good. A lot of say, like a lot of quotes from it.
From Mean Girls?
No, from Easy A. There's a lot of quotes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Tim Turnbow says, my only must-listen-to podcast as soon as I hear there is a new one. Don't let the little title fool you. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and there are thousands to choose from, and this has become one of my favorites. It is only a piece of the whole puzzle that makes up Ricky as he searches through life for fun, friends, love, and new adventures. This podcast is a soundtrack to his current adventures, as you find the rest on Twitter, Tumblr...
Facebook
Gag Plus.
I think it's Google Plus.
Might be Google,
but I don't think he likes Google Plus. So
Google Plus, Instagram, or on an infinite number of other podcasts. Jump in, put your seatbelt on, and enjoy the ride. Oh, and join the ride. You will love every minute of it, and like me, wanting more. Even though Ricky is the foul monkey, this podcast has been made great with the additions of the adorable James Roy, the clever and yummy Bill. Hey, rude.
Mine.
No, mine.
Mine.
Ours. And yummy Bill, and she who would have second billing, Lauren. I have never laughed along with strangers so much as I do with them. The best thing they do is make you feel like you should have been there. This is what you've missed rather than the typical boring retelling of someone's droll weekend, visiting to the party, store, and walking the dogs. And I do always wish I could have been there. I have grown to love every new minute of this show, and I am sure you will do the
aww.
Same. That is sweet. Is this is like, Tom and Tim? No, that's Tom and Terry.
Tom and Terry. That is so sweet. I love that so hard.
I do really think that a lot of people like nailed it kind of down from even with your past shows too. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, it's not like you're like, oh yeah, and this is what happened and this is what happened. It's one of those like you really are sitting here like having a beer with us,
mm-hmm.
like having fun.
And it's changed a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been through a lot of stuff and a lot of role changes and I mean, a lot of different things going on in my life. And I guess Tim is somebody that's listened to a long time, maybe. I don't know how long he's listened. I would like to know what listener I have has listened the longest.
Don't we have one?
That would
one?
Be cool.
Like, oh, yeah. It was like Bob. Episode 3?
Bob. Episode, yeah. Like, 10 or something.
Something like that.
Bob in North Carolina. Where are you at, boy?
Hey,
you haven't
girl.
Been talking to me on Growler. Where you been? He's cute. He has pretty eyes. Thank you, Tim.
That's
I really,
a really nice
that.
One.
It was so sweet. Aww. Oh, makes me fall in love with you. Like, real hard and stuff.
I still feel like there's cancer crawling on me.
We appreciate that. And you should have wrote that review for the contest.
Shit.
Speaking of, do we want to talk about a contest? Or are we going to wait for that?
We'll wait for that.
We'll wait. We do want to remind everyone, pride48.com. Make sure you go check it out. Hopefully, a lot of you guys can go. It is going to be at the Luxor. They have a special discount for us if you go to pride48.com and click the link there. Why isn't it working?
The link?
There we go. Just hit Luxor rates for Pride48. And so far, I think they said about 50 people are going to be there so far, which I think is amazing to me.
Didn't you say that there are so many people there now that they're giving us our own floor?
Well, I don't think they're giving us our own floor. They're putting us all together, which I guess could be a whole floor.
Well, I mean,
but they also,
we're all going to be on one floor.
We also have a suite that we're going to be doing the podcast
yeah.
in, so that's pretty cool.
That is pretty sweet.
Oh.
Good one, James LeRoy. Mm. You're so punny.
So funny. So funny.
But go check it out. And, oh, let's listen to the promo. Here we go.
Yeah. It's funny. Well, it was.
It's not playing.
Hello?
Vera, hold on. I'm trying to get Arthur.
Hello?
Arthur, Vera, huge news. Pride 48 is moving this year.
Moving?
Where?
Yeah, not only where, but when. We're going to be September 16th through the 19th, and here's the big part, from Las Vegas.
That sucks.
It could be interesting.
Yes!
Oh, no. If he's here, I'm out. We're moving.
We're moving? Where? Why are we moving? Oh, music.
That's right. Pride 48 is on the move. This year, we'll be coming to you live September 16th through the 19th from fabulous Las Vegas. Mark the dates and make your plans to join us. Many of your favorite shows will be broadcasting from a single location with a live studio audience. Hotel and venue locations will be announced soon. Keep your eyes on Pride48.com and the Pride 48 Twitter account for more details in the coming weeks. Not all shows will be broadcasting from Las Vegas. However, everyone is invited to do so. Members of the studio audience will consist of podcast listeners and therefore may be subject to drinking, gambling, cursing, spitting, laughing, applauding, drinking, singing, eating, socializing, skipping, drinking, sleeping, burping, general awesomeness, and didn't we mention drinking?
I'll be at the buffet!
Of course Big Fatty will be at the buffet.
Buffet!
So you guys,
I'll be right
it would
there
be
with you.
Really awesome to see some of the listeners that I have never seen before. I would be so excited to see you guys. James, Lori, and Bill, they're pretty new to this, but I think they would be excited too.
Heck yeah.
So, okay, we're going to get out of here, right?
What about See's Candy?
I bought some See's Candy in Ann Arbor. I'm done. I'll let you have some of it.
That's really it?
That's it. That's all there was.
Really?
Well, you know, I'm living through my life, y'all, like Tim said.
Damn it, you're boring.
Y'all, I went through the grocery store and I went through the line and I bought some See's Candy and I got a discount and I tasted it and it was really good. And then I went to walk my dog and then I ate a hot dog and then I had a piece of cheesecake and then...
Don't forget your deep fried po' boy.
And I had my deep fried mozzarella po' boy and then I played Dungeons and Dragons.
I got my nerd on.
I mean, I played
Magic
the Gathering.
There is a difference.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
Also, you can email us some fun links or general music or whatever, or just to say hi to us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesroyfm@gmail.com.
And I will try not to gag, no matter how gross it is. I am sorry that I did that, but I'm sorry, you guys. If you saw that video, you would have gagged.
Hey, you have the link.
There's the link. Follow us on Twitter, foulmonkeys and jamesroyfm.
Don't forget to like us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, y'all. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right. Have fun. And Bill might be back.
Bill should be back, right?
And the show will probably be better.
And we're working on the website this weekend. Hopefully we'll get that up. I know it was supposed to be like in June, May.
It's like supposed to be like last
something.
Year.
You know, we're lazy here. We don't get paid.
Speak for yourself.
We don't get paid.
Speak for yourself.
All right, people. We're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Have a great week.
Peace out.
That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing.
Hey.
Damn, you looking fat.
Mm.